First, college behind me. That's just on season. Here I'm a rookie now. I have no accolades, no nothing. I just have a clean slate. So I'm just trying to get better. But yes, I'm always confident in myself that I can do things. I know what I can bring to the table. I know my capabilities better than anybody. So I'm just coming here trying to get better, trying to make the 53-man roster first, then trying to find a way to get onto the field, and then whatever happens after that happens. But I'm just asking for opportunity. That's what I'm getting. I'm just trying to make the most of it. Yes, I'm very confident in myself, but at the same time, I know there's a learning curve to it. But I'm looking forward to getting better each and every day.
Speaking of learning curve, how difficult the transition will be from your college to here in the pro? You look at the playbook, look at what they're doing. Is it much different than what you did in college?
It's definitely different, just for some fact that I was just out there playing in college. My coaches didn't try to overcoach me too much, but here you get a playbook in front of you. It helps me because I'm a visual learner, and then getting a walkthrough before we start live here, that's always beneficial as well. So playbook has been just putting two things last night, so it's relatively easy for me to pick up. And then, like I said, being a visual learner helps me. But like I said, I'm just out here trying to get better each and every day, get better from day one to day two, and so forth and so on. So. I thought today was a good start for everybody.
Yeah, it was. You know, you look at your position, slot, outside. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
I'm just trying to learn both. I want to be as versatile as I can. Whether they put me back at safety, I wouldn't matter either. I'm just trying to learn as many positions as I can and just be as most valuable as I can, so I can be an asset to this team, not only this year but years to come.
You know, nice break on the ball. What did you see?
I was just reading. I know my positions. I have my reads. Two went outside. I seen that. And I just buzzed back into number one, and then I was the ball coming, so I made a play on it and just was in the right spot at the right time.
You know, when Ted drafted you, I think that's where they saw a lot of your anticipation skills. Do you think that may be your biggest asset? People talk about your 40 time, but it doesn't matter if you know where you're going and where you're supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly. It's just about putting yourself in the best position to make a play. That's what I'm about. Anticipation definitely has something to do with it. Reading, reacting, and stuff like that. At the same time, football speed, you brought up my 40 time. Football speed and game speed is two different. 40 speed and game speed is two different things. So I'm really not much worried about that. I'm just about putting myself in the best position to make a play for the team. And like you said on that, I just made a good break on it. And,
how do your other sports translate into what you're doing right now, the defensive back?
I say anticipation. You got to be a play ahead in basketball. You definitely got to be a play ahead. In football too. Like playing in the slot, like I did today. I was a play ahead on that play. I made a play on it. So I say a bunch of things translate, but it's also a lot different. And I'm still catching up to speed. But I'm learning. I'm learning fast, and that's what's great about this organization and the coach Witt. He's getting me up to speed quick. He's getting everybody in the room up to speed quick, and we had a good day today.
What do you think about, you know, when you come in, Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, those guys come in, can you still play with that same aggression when the older guys come through?
Yeah, I'm a competitor.
Not backing down.
I'm a competitor, so I'm always trying to compete, regardless of who's across from me. It's about controlling myself. I only can control what I can control. I can control what the other guy does. So just putting myself in the best position to make a play, regardless of who's lined up across from me, and I'm looking forward to that. That challenge in the weeks to come.
Was today surreal at all? A year ago, you hadn't played a game yet in college, and here you are on the Packers.
Yeah, it was definitely surreal, especially in the team meeting today. Not only today, but last night with Coach McCarthy and then Ted Thompson getting up there. It was definitely surreal. I'm just sitting around looking, and I see a G on his shirt, and I'm like, wow, I'm really here. But at the same time, I feel like I belong. They drafted me here for a reason. To come in and contribute in any way I can, whether it's on special teams, defense, whatever it may be. I'm just here to try to make an impact and get Super Bowl 50, honestly.
You and Darius kind of coming in together. What's that process been like, kind of learning?
It's been great, actually, because we were roommates at the Senior Bowl. So we've been together that week, and then at the combine, seeing each other, catching up, and then now we're roommates here again. So just knowing him previously before getting here, and then having guys like Jake Ryan, who I trained with out in California, and then knowing other various guys that have already been here, whether it's through my agency or so forth and so on. So it's just been great seeing familiar faces, but then also getting to meet new faces because it's all about being a part of the team. So
Did you watch the Packers at all on television? I mean, if you go back, defensive back, you know, they had Charles Wilson, Jamal Williams. They had a good, you know, Nick Collins. They had a good group of defensive backs here. Did you watch those guys at all?
Yeah, Charles Wilson actually is like one of my favorite cornerbacks to watch, cornerback safeties to watch. So, yes, I've been previously watching, not last year as much, because I was focused on getting better myself. But at the same time, yes, I know the history of DBs are strong here, and I'm looking forward to getting in with this group this year and trying to become a solid stable as well.